Feeling overwhelmed by the labyrinth of legal terminology in international law? Don't worry, you're not alone. Understanding complex terms like treaties, diplomacy, and human rights can be daunting for legal professionals and students alike. But fear not. In this episode, we're here to simplify the process and empower you with the linguistic tools needed to navigate the intricacies of international law with confidence. Join us as we decode the essential vocabulary of international law, turning confusion into clarity and paving the way for your success in the global legal arena. Understanding international law, vocabulary essentials for legal professionals. The Four Legal English podcast is now in session. Welcome to the Four Legal English podcast. This is the show for lawyers, law students, and other professionals from all over the world who want to improve both their legal English and legal knowledge. In this podcast, we discuss different legal topics, such as law in the news, law in practice, legal writing, legal movies, and other issues. This podcast does not constitute legal advice. If you need legal advice, consult an attorney. You can check out our blog articles, available courses, and the show notes for this episode on our website. That's 4 is in the number 4, Legal English, no spaces or dashes, .com. 4legalenglish.com. I am Timothy Barrett, your host. I'm a former practicing attorney from the United States, more recently a law professor in Tbilisi, Georgia, and currently an author and podcast host, among other things. Welcome to the Four Legal English podcast, where we're here to demystify the intricacies of international law. In today's episode, we're embarking on a journey to unpack the essential vocabulary needed by legal professionals in the realm of international law. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or a law student just beginning your journey, understanding international law is paramount in our interconnected world. I'm Timothy Barrett, your guide through this exploration. As both a legal expert and experienced ESL teacher, I understand the challenges non-native English speakers face when navigating legal terminology. Join me as we delve into the fundamentals of international law vocabulary and equip ourselves with the linguistic tools needed to succeed in the global legal arena. Overview of international law. In this section, we'll lay the groundwork for our exploration of international law by defining its scope, discussing its significance in our interconnected world, and introducing some key vocabulary. Let's be about it. Definition of international law and its scope. International law refers to a set of rules and principles that govern the relationships between states, international organizations, and other entities on the global stage. It encompasses a wide range of legal issues, including diplomatic relations, human rights, trade, environmental protection, and armed conflict. Essentially, it serves as the legal framework for interactions between nations, guiding their conduct and addressing common challenges in the international community. Why international law is important in today's globalized world. Now, you might be wondering why international law matters in our increasingly globalized world. Well, the answer is simple. It plays a crucial role in maintaining peace, stability, and cooperation among nations. With countries interconnected through trade, travel, and communication like never before, international law provides a framework for resolving disputes peacefully, promoting cooperation on shared issues, and upholding fundamental human rights. Without international law, the world would be a chaotic and unpredictable place, with little to no recourse for addressing conflicts or violations of basic rights. Introduction to key vocabulary. Before we dive deeper into the complexities of international law, let's familiarize ourselves with some key terms you're likely to encounter in this field. First off, we have treaty, which refers to a formal agreement between two or more states or international organizations. Treaties can cover a wide range of issues, from trade and security to human rights and environmental protection. Next, we have diplomacy, which includes the negotiation and management of relations between states through diplomatic channels, such as embassies and international organizations. Finally, human rights are the fundamental rights and freedoms that all individuals are entitled to, regardless of their nationality, race, religion, or political beliefs. These rights include things like the right to life, liberty, and property, as well as freedom from discrimination and torture. Now that we've laid the foundation for our discussion, we're ready to explore these concepts in more detail. Stay tuned as we delve deeper into the world of international law. Treaties and agreements. In this section, we'll delve into the world of treaties and agreements, a cornerstone of international law. Let's begin by understanding what treaties and agreements are and how they shape global relations. Treaties and agreements are formal, binding agreements between two or more sovereign states or international organizations. These agreements serve as the foundation for international relations, outlining rights, obligations, and responsibilities among the parties involved. Treaties can cover a wide range of subjects, including trade, human rights, disarmament, environmental protection, and more. Explanation of related terms. Now let's clarify some important terms related to treaties and agreements. Ratification refers to the formal approval of a treaty by the signatory states, indicating their consent to be bound by its provisions. Accession occurs when a state agrees to join a treaty after it has been negotiated and signed by other parties. So later on, another state sovereign joins the treaty by accession. Reservation refers to a unilateral statement made by a state when signing or ratifying a treaty, allowing it to exclude or modify certain treaty provisions in its application. Examples might be, we joined this treaty, however, Article 5 won't apply to us. Or we interpret Article 5 to mean, you know, this other meaning, which may be disputable. Withdrawal refers to the act of a state removing itself from a treaty, thereby terminating its obligations under that treaty. Often treaties will have a withdrawal process within the treaty itself, but some older treaties might not have that process explained or outlined. Examples of important international treaties and their impact. Let's explore some examples of significant international treaties and their impact on global affairs. The United Nations Charter, adopted in 1945, established the foundational principles of international law, including the promotion of peace, human rights, and cooperation among nations. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, adopted in 1948, set forth fundamental rights and freedoms that are universally recognized and protected. These treaties, among others, demonstrate the power of international cooperation in addressing pressing global challenges. Understanding treaties and agreements is essential for legal professionals navigating the complexities of international law. By comprehending the intricacies of these agreements, lawyers can effectively advocate for their clients' interests and contribute to the promotion of peace and justice on a global scale. Diplomacy and negotiation. Now let's dive into the fascinating world of diplomacy and negotiation, essential aspects of international law and relations. Diplomatic terms. Let's clarify some diplomatic terms that play a crucial role in international affairs. An embassy is the official residence and workplace of an ambassador in a foreign country, serving as the primary diplomatic mission. A consulate, on the other hand, is a smaller diplomatic office located in a foreign city, typically tasked with providing consular services to citizens of the ambassador's home country. Diplomatic immunity refers to the legal protection granted to diplomats and their families, shielding them from prosecution or lawsuits in the host country's legal system, except under certain exceptional circumstances. Discussion on negotiation techniques. Next, let's explore negotiation techniques employed in international relations. Negotiation is a crucial tool for resolving conflicts, reaching agreements, and advancing mutual interests among nations. Effective negotiation requires skills such as active listening, empathy, creativity, and the ability to find common ground. Diplomats often engage in multilateral negotiations, where multiple parties come together to discuss and negotiate complex issues. Understanding the nuances of negotiation can help legal professionals advocate for their clients' interests and navigate diplomatic channels effectively. Vocabulary related to diplomatic protocols. Lastly, let's familiarize ourselves with vocabulary related to diplomatic protocols and procedures. Protocol refers to the formal rules and customs governing diplomatic interactions, including ceremonial practices and etiquette. Accreditation is the process by which diplomats are officially recognized and authorized to represent their countries in foreign jurisdiction. Ambassador is the highest-ranking diplomatic official appointed by a state to represent its interests abroad. By grasping these diplomatic terms and procedures, legal professionals can navigate the complexities of international diplomacy with confidence. In summary, diplomacy and negotiation are indispensable tools for advancing international cooperation, resolving conflicts, and promoting peace and stability in a globalized world. By understanding the key concepts and vocabulary associated with diplomacy, legal professionals can effectively navigate the intricacies of international law and contribute to the promotion of justice and diplomacy on a global scale. Before we continue with the rest of the episode, I want to take a moment to talk about my online course, Elemental Legal English. If you're a non-native English-speaking lawyer or law student, this course is designed especially for you. In the course, you'll learn the fundamental legal English vocabulary or lexicon, the terms of art that lawyers frequently use when discussing legal matters. You'll learn to understand legal English terms and expressions that will enhance your communication abilities, making you a more confident and effective communicator in legal settings. The course is composed of 12 modules, with each module designed for 1 week of study, a semester-length course. But since it's online, you're free to learn at your own pace. The online content is over 50 hours of material with over 200 individual lessons. So if you're looking to improve your legal English skills, head over to the website and check out Elemental Legal English. I believe that this course will help you in your legal career, and I'm confident that you'll find it both informative and engaging. To find out more information about this course, go to the website, 4LegalEnglish.com. That's 4 as in the number 4, LegalEnglish, no spaces or dashes, .com. And look for Elemental Legal English. Hope to see you in the first lesson. Thanks for your attention. Now let's get back to the episode. Human rights. Let's delve into the realm of human rights, a fundamental aspect of international law that upholds the dignity and freedoms of individuals worldwide. Definition of human rights. Human rights are fundamental rights and freedoms that are considered to be inherent to all human beings, regardless of their nationality, ethnicity, religion, sex, or any other status. The principle of universality asserts that these rights are applicable to individuals universally, across different times and places, by virtue of their humanity. This means that human rights are not contingent upon citizenship or any other legal status, and they are considered to exist inherently within every individual. Universality emphasizes that human rights are inalienable and indivisible, meaning they cannot be taken away, transferred, or separated from individuals under any circumstances. The concept underscores the idea that human rights belong to everyone universally, without discrimination or exception, and they serve as the foundation of international human rights law. Now, there is an opposing view of human rights that believes that human rights come from government or come from treaties that don't exist universally. But of course, if these rights come from your government or come from an international treaty, that means that they can be taken away. So then they would not be universal. So that is two different competing views on what human rights are. Explanation of key terms. Next, let's explore some key terms in the realm of human rights. Universal jurisdiction refers to the principle that certain heinous crimes, such as genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, are so grave that they can be prosecuted by any state, regardless of where the crime was committed or the nationality of the perpetrator. Non-discrimination is the principle that all individuals are entitled to equal treatment and protection under the law, without discrimination based on race, sex, religion, or other characteristics. Self-determination refers to the right of peoples to freely determine their political status and pursue their economic, social, and cultural development. In summary, human rights are the bedrock of international law, providing a framework for promoting justice, equality, and dignity on a global scale. By understanding the key concepts and principles of human rights, legal professionals can advocate for the protection of human rights in their practice and contribute to building a more just world. International trade law. Welcome to the segment on international trade law. In this section, we'll delve into the essential aspects of international trade law and explore the key vocabulary used in this area of legal practice. International trade law encompasses the legal rules and regulations that govern commercial transactions between countries. Its primary role is to facilitate and regulate cross-border trade, ensuring fairness, transparency, and compliance with international standards. This branch of law addresses various issues such as tariffs, customs procedures, trade disputes, and intellectual property rights related to trade. Terms and concepts. Let's break down some important terms commonly encountered in international trade. Tariffs. Tariffs refer to the taxes imposed on imported or exported goods, usually to protect domestic industries or generate revenue for the government. Tariffs can be ad valorem, based on the value of goods, or specific, based on the quantity or weight. Quotas. Quotas are quantitative restrictions imposed on the quantity of certain goods that can be imported or exported within a specific period. Quotas aim to control the volume of trade in particular products and protect domestic industries from foreign competition. Trade agreements. Trade agreements are treaties negotiated between countries to facilitate trade by reducing barriers such as tariffs, quotas, and regulatory restrictions. These agreements may cover various aspects of trade, including market access, investment protection, and intellectual property rights. Examples and organizations. Let's explore some examples of major international trade agreements and organizations. The World Trade Organization, WTO. The WTO is the primary international organization that regulates global trade. It provides a forum for negotiating trade agreements, resolving trade disputes between member states, and monitors national trade policies to ensure compliance with WTO rules. The WTO consists of over 160 member countries, and it's estimated that approximately 98% of international trade is between those member countries. So it's safe to say that international trade is really controlled by the WTO. Free trade agreements, or FTAs. FTAs are bilateral or multilateral agreements between countries that aim to promote free trade by reducing or eliminating tariffs and other trade barriers. Example of FTAs include the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, or the newer version, United States, Mexico, Canada, USMCA, the European Union, South Korea Free Trade Agreement, and the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, and there are many others. Customs Union. A customs union is a form of trade agreement in which member countries agree to eliminate tariffs and adopt a common external tariff on goods imported from non-member countries. The EU is an example of a customs union, where goods can move freely within the EU's internal market without tariffs. In conclusion, international trade law plays a crucial role in shaping the global economy and regulating cross-border commerce. Understanding the key terms and concepts in this field is essential for legal professionals involved in international trade transactions. Lexicon. Here are some words from today's episode that might be considered advanced or tricky. Consulate. Diplomatic immunity. Extradition. Immunity. Jurisdiction. Sovereign. If you want to learn more about these words, check them out on the show notes at forlegalenglish.com/podcast and look for today's episode. You'll find the definition and explanation of the word, as well as some other information that might be useful. What questions do you have about today's episode? You can post those questions or any comments on the show notes. This is a great way to practice and improve your legal English skills. You can go to the website forlegalenglish.com. forlegalenglish.com. You can check out our blog articles and show notes for this episode, and check out the episode quizzes. It'd be fantastic if you could subscribe and give us a review. If you could leave us 5 stars and a nice comment, it would really help the algorithm and other people to find our podcast. If you leave a great review, I might even read it on the air. So start writing. The Four Legal English Podcast is adjourned. Don't miss the next Occid call.